A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
You get a chance to sponsor and golf with this guy on May the 16th. He is Braves third baseman Austin Riley joining us right now on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Austin, appreciate you coming on. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. I'm just headed to the field, but I appreciate you guys having me.
Austin, when was the last time you actually got something delivered from Amazon? Perhaps some hunting stuff of some sort?
I feel like we have an Amazon Prime package at the house pretty much every day. it's very, very easy they make it so easy to purchase something. It's tempting.
It's painless. It's a painless experience.
I know. The one swipe kills me. Because there's stuff. I impulse so much on there. Sometimes I'm like, I did not need that. But the one swipe gets me a bunch.
Yeah, I found myself buying like everyday items. Like I bought shaving cream the other day on Amazon. No, I could just go to the store and do that. But like you said, it's right there and I'm here and I might as well just swipe.
That makes you lazy. That's what that makes you.
Yeah, probably.
It does. But hey, from a kid standpoint, when you need, whether it's plastic forks or kid forks or anything, it's super easy. Some toys here and there when Anna was like flying or stuff, something to entertain them. That's where I like it.
So tell everybody how, if they don't know, how your life has changed a little bit in the kids department.
We got, Easton will be two on the 20th, and then we got another boy expected and due August 2nd. So our family is growing in the best way possible. Little man's talking his head off right now. He keeps us busy, that's for sure, which, wouldn't have it any other way.
Austin Riley with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. We'll talk about the good and the bad from the weekend, but let's talk about what you have going on at Hawks Ridge Golf Club in Ball Ground. Thursday, March the 16th, your second annual charity golf tournament, and a lot of money going to a great cause.
Yes. So we, teamed up with Team Red, White, and Blue a few years back. It started out as we did our first event at Top Golf, and then I was like, hey, let's see if we can grow this thing. And we had our first golf tournament. Last year it was a hit. We raised a ton of money and like I said, they're doing it again this year. And it's only gotten bigger. I think pretty much every spot is filled. My team's doing a great job and raising money for our veterans is something that's grown dear to me and to just, like I said, continue to put them in the spotlight as much as possible and show our support is what it's all about.
If you're not aware of what Team Red, White, and Blue is, they focus on enriching veterans' lives and health and wellness. Yes. So a great cause, right. As we all said, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, Austin, were you surprised that at a young age you realize you have a little bit of a voice? You can make a difference. You can help raise money. Was that something
I always tell everybody, it always kind of evolved. Like, I never knew I would be in this spot. I mean, you dream about it, but until you're in it, it's like, it's eye-opening. But I growing up watching hunting, I'm a big fan of, the Realtree guys, Tyler and Bill. And, they were taking veterans while I was at a younger age. And I was like, man, if I ever got the opportunity, I was like, I would love to do something like that. And obviously, with our crazy schedule, the hunt side of it just didn't line up. And I was like, what other way? Then I love playing golf. So I was like, let's get involved somewhere with the golf, the veterans. Like I said, it just timed up. So that's kind of where it has all conspired from. And then, like I said, I always tell people, I was like, I feel like they get put on the back burner and being in a unique spot that I'm in and can highlight them as much as possible. Not only the support that they that their families need, that they need, not only whenever they're overseas, but when they come home. Like I said, that health and wellness is so cool to me.
And if you want to be a part of it, sponsorship, want to try to get a spot in, I don't know how many spots are still available. TeamRWB.org/Riley. Austin Riley Willis on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker.
Hey, did you learn a lesson the hard way? Because you said you love golf. And I'm going to be honest, I've heard stories. Oh, look, I play golf. And then you get sort of snagged in and a veteran type player will look at you as a mark. They take your money. I mean, that's sort of what happens. Can you tell me who's taken the most from you and then who you've taken the most from on a round?
Bryce Elder has taken some of my money. Jackson Stevenson has. Those two guys are really good. Jared Kelnick, got to play a couple rounds with him. He's not bad. He's kind of my guy I'm keeping a close eye on when we're playing. We play pretty similar. I like to mess with taking some money from Olsen a few times. I don't know if I've taken any from Travi. But like I said, we have a good old time. It's, you know, for us, it's one of those things that we get to do, you know, away from the field, kind of, you know, change scenery up, get to hang out still together.
Who's a terrible liar about their handicap? Because every team usually has a guy who's not really. How about this? Maybe isn't as honest as they should be with their handicap.
Oh, shoot. It's kind of shocking. Guys are pretty honest. I don't know if that's from the baseball side of it. Just like we fail so much that we just accept it. Guys are pretty true. I'm not going to lie.
So what are you? What are you now on a? Because look, anybody who's a three on their own course is not a three every place else. That's ridiculous.
No, I'm not even close.
So what are you?
I've actually never really taken my. I just don't ever. I don't play enough to do it. I'm a shoot, like on a really good day, I'm going to be 78 to 80. On a poor day, I'm going to be mid-80s. I did shoot at Trump National last year to toot my own horn a little bit. I shot 73 last year. So, like I said, it's when I play a bunch, I get more consistent, but I definitely have my bad rounds.
Austin Riley with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Bad rounds on the course, but good rounds so far at the park for this offense, especially this past weekend. When you're down five or six runs, what's the chatter on the bench as the game is going on?
You know, it's honestly the same if we were winning. I think that's what's so cool about this team. It's not, we don't, added pressure just only to me makes things spiral. And as soon as you start talking about, hey, we got to do more, we got to do more, we got to do more, you typically do way less when it comes to production. So we keep an even keel mindset of just, you know, you may hear some, hey, we still got a lot of game left type sayings. We just got to keep plugging. That's really about it. I think that's what's so unique about this club is we don't ever hit the panic button when we're down. And I think that allows us to keep chipping away inning by inning, and next thing you know, we're back in the game, and kind of like this weekend, we were able to sneak two there, right there at the end.
A lifetime of hard work, children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Would you like to mention the bullpen? Because I know the offense when you come back from games like that. But
I didn't even, you know, you and I... This weekend, opening weekend, so crazy, and a lot's going on. I didn't realize they didn't even give up a run this weekend, which is, you know, it's absolutely crazy. They were just the backbone of the reason why we were able to get three wins. I mean, they came in and did their job and slammed the door and held it for us. And, you know, like I said, they can't say enough good things about them.
Yeah, that's as close as you get. I talked about it being a 26-man weekend. This was, you know, the button's got to be pushed right. Guys have to deliver. But there were a lot of guys who were involved in a lot of things this past weekend.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt about it.
So when you look at the way the night turned out and maybe the season turned out for Spencer Strider, as the game's going on, do you figure out something's going on? Does anybody say anything as the game's happening?
No. You know, I didn't hear anything until after the game that, you know, something, you know, that his arm was bothering him. And then, you know, it's kind of, you know, you hear about that him going to get an MRI, and then it's just a waiting game. I know I'm for sure asking questions, trying to get information, because I want to know just as bad as everybody else. But you know, when you're not in it, you just kind of, you're just like you said, you are like everybody else. You're just it's a waiting game. And to hear what happened is just so unfortunate for, you know, for a guy that works so hard and is so dedicated to his craft, you know, you hate it.
And I mentioned, so I was in the building Saturday. They had a little press conference. Snit talked about it. But you come outside and guys are taking BP, and you do realize, you know, it's...
Life goes on, man.
Yeah, it's... They don't cancel games for stuff like this.
No, and you know, it's crazy because, like I said, you just gotta keep pushing, gotta keep plugging. And you don't ever want them to happen, but through 162 games, injuries are going to happen, unfortunately. We've had a bunch of guys step up in big moments. You know, you take 21 when Ronnie went down, guys just stepped up and we were able to make a run for it. It's just, you know, guys understand that it's a cruel game in that sense of just injuries. And like I said, you just got to keep out there, keep going and go play. And that other team isn't going to lighten up because something bad happened. You got to still go play baseball.
Yeah. I don't want to get too deep into it, but are you one of those guys who says, I don't mind if a pitcher has a better grip on a baseball as a hitter, I want them to be able to control it as much as possible. Is that a real sort of sentiment?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think there's a fine line, but I definitely want pitchers to have grip. Guys are throwing way too hard to not know where it's going. I've been hit in the head or anything like that, fortunately. And I hope that never happens. So I'm leaning towards I don't mind it happening, them having, you know, whatever it may be to help them get grip. Like I said, I do think there's a fine line where there's, you know, I think it's like spider tack where guys are just spinning the ball outrageously. I think that's pushing a little bit. But when it comes to stuff with them having grip, I think it's definitely needed.
Austin
Riley,
I have
no problem with it.
is with us, and you're talking about injuries to pitchers. And obviously you're one of the leaders on this team. And I don't know what you can or can't say. Let's just say there's a pitcher out there, questionable background, can be a good pitcher. The name's Trevor Bauer. If someone like that is approached, or at least the thought of Trevor Bauer coming onto a team like this is put out there, do they come to Alex Anthopoulos, Brian Snicker? Do they come to one of the leaders like you on this team and maybe get your thoughts on it?
I will say they have before. Alex does a great job. He's one, you know, to me, he's the best in the business and what he's done with our group. I think there's a reason why he's done it. He's obviously really good at, and we have we're big on culture and clubhouse presence and, you know, we want the right guys. So, I think makeup and personality and how he would vibe in our clubhouse is a big, factor in when we go to get guys.
And certainly you find yourself being one of the leaders, Jeff Rancourt. We talked about it, actually, when you won the Silver Slugger. You're ready to embrace that leadership role. Do you feel like you're more comfortable in that role, albeit early in the season thus far?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think the more I grow and get experience in the game and just, you know, the ebbs and flows of what happens, you know, on a nightly basis, not only the actual game of baseball, but just the, you know, what goes on in the clubhouse and stuff like that, just like figuring all that stuff out. I think I'm learning it and getting better, you know, to handle, you know, situations and stuff like that. But yeah, like I said, it's a, you know, we have a really good group between, you know, me, Olsen, Travis, Ozzy, you know, the pitchers, Max, Spencer, you know, having Chrisell has been absolutely phenomenal. I absolutely love him to death. So we got a good group.
Hey, real quick, has situation ever dictated you going up thinking I'm going to swing for a home run? Have you had those moments already?
This season?
Yeah, just overall. I mean, is it
so
something?
I try not to, you know, I think I have thought them, and I'm pretty sure every time that I've probably thought them, I've struck out.
Mm-hmm.
So I try not to think about trying to hit a homer. I just try to put a good swing, have a good professional at bat, and whatever happens, happens. Like I said, the times where, you know, I'm not trying to hit homers, that's typically when it happens.
All right, can you describe what it feels like when you know you've got one? Because guys have a hard time describing. They say, well, it feels like I didn't hit anything. It doesn't feel like any contact was made. I've heard guys say that. But can you describe what it's like to know two steps out of the box, oh, it's gone. That one's not coming back.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just one of those things. It's you know, you fail so much, and then you get jammed. You barrel one up, the guy catches it, and then knowing, you know when you finally connect on one, and it is one of those feelings where it's, you don't really feel a whole lot. It's just kind of like a split second thud, and it's gone, and then you know the right launch angle. It is a good feeling, I'll tell you that. But it is. It's hard to explain because it happens quick, and then you know, you try to enjoy those moments when it does happen.
Well, the charity golf tournament, the second annual, is happening with Austin Riley at Hawks Ridge Golf Club on May the 16th. That's a Thursday at Ball Ground, benefiting Team RWB. TeamRWB.org/Riley for a sponsorship or to see if there's a spot available. Austin, always good having you on, and congratulations on a fine start and this tournament continuing to help a great cause.
Man, I appreciate it. I always enjoy talking to you guys, and like I said, I appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great time tonight, too, as they celebrate the 50th anniversary of 715.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Austin.
Austin Riley with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker Line.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.